Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Happy Grandfather's Day to the grandfathers, great grandfathers, etc., etc. Amen.
Amen.
It is good to be in the house of the Lord once again. I was looking at the traffic as I traveled from Columbia on yesterday, and I knew it was Father's Day because when I traveled up here during Mother's Day, the traffic was so heavy. It took me almost twice the time to get here Mother's Day than it did for Father's Day. But I'm thankful, and I understand what mothers mean to their children, because you see who's here today with me, amen?
Amen.
My mother, and I'm glad that she took time out of her busy schedule to support her wonderful son. Amen. To Reverend Johnson, thank you for allowing us to share today. Elder Perry, thank you for inviting me. To the officers, members, and friends, thank you for welcoming me. I'm a little bit under the weather. Elder Perry said, can we turn the air on or turn it up or turn it down? And I said, no, because it seems as though when the air hits me, it gets worse.
You want to turn that fan on?
The fan is fine. Thank you. Amen. But I just solicit your prayers as we stand before you, and that God would heal this body, because we've been through some things, but we thank God that we're here today. Amen?
Amen.
Because you can always look at how bad things are. Amen? But God placed you in a position where you know He is a healer. Amen?
Yes, He is.
He is a provider. Amen?
Yes.
And I thank God that He continues to keep on making a way out of no way. The scripture passage that was read, Luke, the 15th chapter, the focus this morning will be from the 24th verse. For this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found. So the party began. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. We pray, oh God, that there is a word today, and that these, your people, will receive and spread your word as you have instructed us to do. Thank you, God, for how you're going to do this. This is our prayer in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. And the people of God said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Will you look at your neighbor on the left or right? Extend your hands to them. Look them square in the eyes. Smile and tell them, God loves you.
God loves you.
And so do I.
So do I.
Come on, do it like you mean it, amen. Look your neighbor in the eye, smile, and tell them God loves you. And so do I. Now give God a humongous hand praise for allowing us to assemble ourselves together in this place. Most of us have heard this parable referred to as the story of the prodigal son. According to scripture, the son repents of his sin and returns to his father. Although these are important, but Jesus tells us the story in two other parables of the lost sheep and the lost coin. Each suggests that the main concept is the father rejoicing. Not so much of the lost, but the father rejoicing as they were found, as the son were found. This wayward son came back home. But this morning I would like to look at the text in a different notion. Today being Father's Day, let's look at the father. The father is a man of faith, a man of wisdom, a seasoned brother who expresses the true meaning of strength and compassion. This father extends unconditional love and compassion to his wayward son. We can recall it is the younger son who requests his share of the inheritance. Nevertheless, this son's misconception of asking for his inheritance early was an insult to his father. For throughout time, most inheritance are given after the death of a loved one.
That's right.
But to ask for something that is not yet rightly yours before it is due is disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
While the younger son made the request to receive his inheritance, it allowed everyone around him to know that he may not be as mature enough to handle this.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't waiting for his blessings. He was not wise enough to inherit to invest in himself, to sustain for himself. But this father, the man of God, the man of faith, the man of wisdom, did not look at his son unfavorably, nor did he withhold his love from his son. This father refused to put his feelings above the actions of his son, though the pain was great, because I'm a father of three and a grandfather of three, and I know if it was my children coming to me asking me of their inheritance before it was time, I would be on the phone calling my mother immediately asking her, how did I go wrong? Where did I go wrong? And she probably would have shared some things with me when I was growing up that I asked that I shouldn't have asked. Amen? But this father remembered there were times in his life before he gained this wisdom that he had similar situations. He did almost the same thing maybe early on in life. So he remembered and he was able to deal with his son at this time. This father didn't demand of his son that he should wait for his inheritance, but this father did exactly what God would have done. You know how we pray and ask God to give us this or that, and God so graciously gives it to us. This man did the same thing. He gave unto his son because he knew that it were times when God blessed him. So he blessed his son. God sometimes, many of the times, gives us when we don't even deserve it.
That's right.
That last breath that you just took, we may not even deserve it. We may have unconfessed sin that we should have confessed to the Father.
That's right.
But God allowed us to breathe it anyhow. God allowed us to get up this morning when we may not have even prayed last night before we went to bed. God allowed us food on our table. He allowed our health and our strength.
That's right.
God is a gracious God.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is.
And I know that we as people don't always do what is required, what God asks us to do. But it's time now. It was time yesterday that we find ourselves as a body coming together and giving God thanks for all that He's doing.
Amen. Amen.
Because He is worthy of the praise. I was sitting there thinking about a verse. When I think of His goodness and all that He's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for blessing me.
Yes.
I am a man. And other men are sitting here looking at me, and we must take responsibility of the condition of the world today. Am I right?
Amen.
We as men, it's our responsibility of how the world is in its condition. Yes?
We all messed up.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Amen.
God put the word in us, and it's our job to spread the word, cultivate the land, and plant seeds, good seeds, so that the world would be in a better condition that is in. Amen?
Amen.
So when are we going to step up to the plate and be responsible for what God has called us to do?
Amen.
It's Father's Day, amen?
Amen?
2017, I'm sure there are many who've gone on from last Father's Day, who made promises to God, and who knew that they needed to step up and do better, and have it. But what are we going to do, brothers?
Amen.
Some of you saying right now, well, I'm sure you're going to get in your car and go to South Carolina, and we're going to leave this sanctuary and continue doing what we have been doing. But we're going to have to start making a difference, because we look at the world and look at how things are going. Things aren't going well.
No.
So it's our duty. The title is Success Always Leaves Footprints.
Mm.
And if we are going to be successful, our footprints are for the generations to come.
Amen.
So when are we going to start passing on these footprints so that others will follow us? Or even do better. Or even do more.
Yeah.
This father in the text was amazing. I pray that I will be able to stand up and be like him.
Amen.
Caring. Having genuine love for my children. I love them, but yes, they do get on my Maybe that's why they didn't come today, huh? I love him dearly. But we talked, coming from Danville this morning, about generations and how generations are getting, I'm not going to say worse, but something is going on with them. Something is happening to them. And we as fathers must start sometime, somewhere, and begin to make a difference in their lives. Is that right?
Amen.
God blesses us, my brothers and sisters. You know this as well as I do. With no strings attached. He blesses us. With no term limits. God freely gives. And God remains the same forever. We may not be able to do that ourselves as humans, but we should be able to do better than what we're doing now. Amen?
Amen.
We should be able to help our brothers and sisters who are destitute. We should be there for them, right?
Amen.
But when are we going to stop? When are we going to stop? Some of us see things, and thank God I haven't seen it here today, where these young men and now young girls are walking around with their outer garments lower than their undergarments. And I remember my granddad, if we didn't do right, he would definitely get us straight. But nowadays, I'm gonna raise my hand because I'm somewhat afraid to say anything, because you don't know what their next action may be. And I didn't come here for a lecture today. I just came to share these few words, and maybe it may start someone to thinking. It may cause someone to call me in South Carolina and say, you know, you need to come back up here, and we're gonna sit down and we're gonna examine this issue and do something about it other than just talk about it. But I'm afraid. Because these young folk may have weapons, and you never know. But I pray that we must do more than just pray. Because James tells us prayer without works is dead, and works without prayer is dead. You can say, I'll pray for you, because I did hear briefly in Sunday school this morning about how we say we're going to do things, but we never do. I pray for you, my brother or sister, but you never do it. Or you say, God bless you in a way that you don't even mean it. And then I heard when you were reading, I don't know your name, but when you were reading and you felt that what you were reading was important and were being interrupted, and I didn't think about that, but I thought about how many times God has been talking to us, trying to tell us to go right, and we didn't hear him because we were doing something ourselves and we missed out on what God was telling us to do.
Amen.
If we're going to be successful in our journey, we're going to have to put God first.
Amen.
You remember when you were growing up, someone prayed for you.
Yes, sir.
Someone had you on They're mine.
Amen.
And they took the time to pray for you. It could have been your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, but someone prayed for you. We need to find ourselves praying for someone.
Amen.
So that we can make a difference in their lives.
Amen.
Fathers, happy Father's Day to you. Mothers, I'm bringing you all in also because we need your help.
Amen.
We need to work together to make a difference in life. All of us need to be as this father was, a man of faith,
yes,
a seasoned brother who followed God,
yes,
and infused in his son love,
yes,
compassion. When are we going to do that?
Amen.
Well, I heard you say it's time for you to sit down, right?
Preach the work I gave you.
I heard. But I'm gonna be honest. I really, my mother, she knows me like a book. She can check me on the phone. She knows when I'm not feeling my best. And when she starts questioning me, she's saying, "Well, what's wrong? What's wrong?" I'm like, "Lord, please help. Please heal me so she can stop asking me what's wrong." I need your prayers. I don't know sometimes. I'm up and I'm down sometimes. And I haven't been feeling well the last 3 or 4 days. And I didn't want to say, "Well, Grace, I'm not going to be able to come." But I said, I'm coming. And you know how you pray. You say, "Lord, heal me. I need you now." You know, and then I started repenting and asking God to forgive me. And God said to my, in my voice, and I want you to hear this, because I'm being the example today. Don't lack being the example, but I'm going to be the example. God said, "Are you asking these things just because you want to go to Martinsville to preach? Or are you asking me so that you can be better and be an example for others?"
Mm.
That hit hard.
Amen. Amen.
That happened this morning. It hit hard. And I said, "Lord, honestly," he said, "be honest now."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I wanted to go to Martinsville." But in that, I'm also hearing, "I want you, son, to be better." He wants us fathers to be better than we are. And I believe if we begin to start making a difference in this world, we can affect the rest of this world.
Amen.
Continue to pray for one another. Lift each other up. Praise God as much as you can. And every time the doors open, be here. Be the first one here.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can offer up prayer unto the Father to make this community a better community. This is my prayer, our prayer, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Continue to seek him and seek his face so that you can make a difference in a young or another person's life.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Reverend Nelson.
Kelvin,
how
much you can? We're going to pray for you. We can get it. Come on.
It takes to me a minute.
If you would, that there's another elder in the house. I mean, she's kind of close to me. Could you ask her to come up here?
Sister Lee.
Yes, come on up.
One thing I've learned, there's never too much prayer.
Amen.
And as long as you can pray, just keep praying.
Amen. Amen. I anoint you in the name of the Father.
Yes.
In the name of the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We stand touching your agreement with your servant, asking you, Father.
Thank you.
Lord, that you would envelop him at this very moment, following your healing grace. Lord, you know the health problems that he's been dealing with, Father. Yet in your grace, Father, here he is. He stands sharing your word, God, being faithful to the call upon his life. And Father,
yes.
I'm asking you in the name of Jesus,
yes.
God, that you would just infuse him with your power and your healing
Jesus.
Grace, Father, now. Father, from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, God, mend his body, cleanse, God, every illness, every infection, every infirmity, God, we come against in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, Lord, that you would heal him, strengthen and renew him, Father, that he might continue to live his life in a way which brings you glory, that he might continue, God, to do that which you have called him, Father, to do in this world for you. God, bless him and bless his children, his wife, his family, his grandchildren, Lord. Strengthen him, oh God, and bless his mother too. Thank you, Lord, Father. God, we will give you the glory in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
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 Amen.